Item 819, request of Edith Gillis to address council regarding public policy and city proclamation to reduce public health risk.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Edith Gillis. I originally planned to talk about how the ICE encampment followed some of the highest standards of state and county health safety requirements and how city policy and Portland police interfere with that and put public health and safety at risk. But in the interim, as a medic, Saturday, I want to also talk about health and safety that was supported by peaceful civilians and attacked by Portland police. Regarding ICE, we repeatedly were picking up cigarette butts left by others, litter from the public and from the protesters, sanitizing the porta potties and compost toilets many times a day, having hand sanitizers at toilets, food preparation, food serving, and self-serving food. We had health sanitizing and continually cleaning the child care tents, the medic tent, the self-serve over-the-counter pharmacy, naturopath, herbalist tent, the chemical weapons decontamination tent, and the garbage recycling centers and the compost toileting. I and others hauled away home to our homes garbage and recycling. We also were continually cleaning that up throughout every hour. I and others machine washed multiple times, bedding, dish towels, clothing, first aid towels, etc. We checked for lice or anything else. We medics, RNs, doctors, other health professionals, fellow healthcare providers, risk management, and food handling professionals were making sure that people knew and abided by food safety and public health conditions. We turned away, and I personally threw away meat or other things that were donated because we couldn't confirm that they'd been kept at the proper temperatures for the proper times. We had, from the school, electricity for deep freezers, and we had meat because it was considered a racist issue to not have the everything vegan as we had earlier planned. We had state and county health department requirements for the three-system sink system ending in chlorine, rinse, and air drying. We were continually watching for our patients and having signal threads text so that we can maintain patient care and continuity. We were giving people information about chemical decontamination from ICE agents and heat care and providing that for folks. Now, on June 25th, the Portland police blocked ambulances, emergency exit, legal observers, lawyers, medics, and care providers for those who needed it. And the Portland police aided and abetted ICE DHS police who brutalized sleeping and peacefully assembled protesters who were there to protect the health and safety of Portlanders, especially children. Police threatened arrest, injury, for those who are cleaning up the camps, and trying to package and donate materials to help the public safety and health of others. As at the Portland police planted dog poop or human feces and needles at the Chapman Park Occupy Portland camp, after we were cleaning up, they planted needles and dog poop at the camp. Saturday, as a medic, I observed Portland police directly firing at the crowds at face level and torso level. I treated people with head injuries, bleeding injuries, sprains, and chemical weapons that were given to them by Portland police and by the other fascists who were protected by the Portland police. One of the emergency room registered nurses
who was a medic is now injured.
And she's not able to provide emergency care to the public because of Portland police injuring her.
Thank you.